This is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Our guest today is Linda Merrick, Associate Editor of Internal Publications. Welcome to Inside United.
Oh, thank you.
We're so glad to have you here and have you tell us a little bit about some of the very interesting work that you do here. I primarily understand, Linda, that you work with the United News, but you also produce Feast of Tabernacles and United Youth Camps publications as well. Tell us a little bit about what you do with United News.
For United News, I am one of the editors, so that means I collect all the articles that people send to me and I edit it, and then I send it on to be edited by others. And I also do the layout and just making sure that everything is in order and organized with it.
Tell us about what the future of the United News will be. We have right now currently, what, 6 publications a year?
Yes, we do 6 a year. In the future, we would like to try to put them web first, the articles. Everything that's in print is online. There are a few extra things that might be online that is not in print. If there's any articles that are timely that will not be printed, or if they came in a little bit too late to be printed, we will put it online. So you can refer to more information online that is not in print.
Well, I know one thing I like about the online version is you can search, you know, for stories and search for people that you're looking for and so forth. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's somebody said, did you read about me? Did you read about what I did? You know, so I plug in that person's name and then look for it, or the event that's there. Where do people go to get United News online?
You can go to the members website, which is ucg.org/members. And right on the front page, there is a link to the side of the page that has the latest United News. You can click on that and get the PDF for the latest United News, as well as see the individual articles. You can also go to ucg.org/members/united-news and get a list of all the old past United News that we have online. So it goes back, I believe, to the very first United News.
Yeah, I know. I went back to take a look. There was an article about my mother many, many years ago. And,
wow.
And so I was able to look it up very, very quickly. And it's good to be able to find like a history of our church in there. Tell us a little bit more about the work that you do with the Feast of Tabernacles production that you have with all the stories there. Is that separate? Is it going to be a separate publication, or is it feathered into the United News?
It's actually both. I'm actually working on the festival planning brochure right now, which is all the information for just about every single feast site around the world, and housing information, what kind of activities they have there, who's in charge, the coordinator of that feast site, contact information for them, any other some articles about the feast. So it has all of that in there, and it's in a magazine form that is sent out to members' homes so that they can start planning for the Feast of Tabernacles for the 2017 year. However, we do have, after the Feast of Tabernacles, articles and updates about what happened at the feast that is printed in United News. And that's one of my favorite issues to work on so far, because I get to read all the descriptions of the feast all around the world, and I feel connected to members literally all over the world. And I really enjoy that part of working for United News and collecting all that information from all the coordinators.
Maybe you could tell us, when is the release date for the information about the feasts? When is that coming?
I believe March 6th is when it will be online. About 2 weeks after that, everybody should have the planning brochure at their home if they are on the list for that.
So a little over a month from now.
Yes.
We'll have that available. I know a lot of people are looking to see what new international areas there are and what's official and what the price actually is for the different things.
Yes. I'm already collecting that information, so it's been fun reading and seeing where we are having feast sites around the world.
What about the camp issue? Tell us about what you do with that and how that has morphed over the years.
I just finished the camp magazine for this year. For the last couple years, it's been part of the United News, just like a separate special section and an extra issue of the United News, which was like the 7th issue for each year. However, this year we decided to do a magazine again, which we did several years back. So that's been a lot of fun to work on and get all the information from all the camp directors and seeing which camps we have. Even some international camps are listed in that magazine. and all kinds of pictures, which I know the teens love seeing all the pictures from all the different camps. So it's been fun collecting all the information for that too and putting it together, doing the layout for it. And we also have information about the camps after the fact in United News also. So I get descriptions and pictures from that camp year. And
put it together.
Yeah.
Linda, for the last year, we have changed, you know, the format of the Good News magazine to Beyond Today magazine to solidify a Beyond Today image for our media. Some people, you know, were concerned when we changed to Beyond Today from Good News, like we were leaving something so comfortable behind. We did put the Good News section with a logo that we had before into the United News. Can you tell us about that and why we have that?
Well, we have that to carry on the name and the idea behind it, which is Good News. So these articles in the United News are more inspiring and spiritually oriented. So we carried that on to keep that alive.
And we did want to have that because the articles that are in the United News in that Good News section are more the article type rather than just news stories.
Correct.
Who can submit an article for the Good News? You know, people say, well, who are the writers? And there are some unknown names from time to time. Who can submit?
Just about anybody can submit. Some of them are assigned that Mitch Moss, who is the managing editor, and I will, have them write articles for us and assign them. Now, I also get people who just send me articles. They have an idea and they write it up and they send me articles. So if you have an idea, anybody out there, they can contact me and give me their idea. Or if they've already written it up, they can send it to me at linda_merrick@ucg.org. And we will consider it. We may print it. We may not. It just depends on the topics for and the space for that issue. So we will be in contact with you and let you know if we print it or not. And so we do appreciate people who have ideas and send them to us.
So if you are an aspiring writer or just interested, you know, be brave and send something to Linda. She would love to hear from you. Linda, tell us about any particular projects that you worked on that were really fun. What have you really liked doing?
I've really enjoyed working for the Camp magazine this time. It was fun being able to be more creative with the layout. And I really think that people will really appreciate the photos that are in it because I put in a lot of photos from the various camps and I tried to make them big and inviting so that the teens can maybe find pictures of themselves or find pictures of their friends and just remember the good times that they had in the zone and the relationships that they created at the camps.
It's nice to know that you're creating something and that people are happy when they see what you've created. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, we really appreciate having you here. You're a very, very pleasant personality and you do just great work. Thank you very much, Linda.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us Inside United. Please come back again soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.